Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Did I Get Anyway? The talk show.
Where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Page.
Right.
And welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, October 10th, 2010, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. And this evening, we are bringing back, by popular demand, yes, you've got it, pet peeves. I'm Donna Page Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening, everyone. This is Denise Harding. I am the HR Lady.
Denise, how are you?
I am doing well, Donna. And yourself?
I am doing great. Excited to be back on. We've been on a little sabbatical here.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking of a date, Denise, how about that? 10-10-2010.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. Well, you guys, it's so great to be back. We've gotten a lot of communication from you. Want you to know where we are? We're back. Well, of course, Denise, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? And, of course, we must answer that question. And etiquette basically is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from a French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And we love these rules. That's one of the reasons we do the show. It's so that everyone can know how to use good etiquette. And guys out there, especially for the new people, we always want to make sure that we get that out of the way at the top of the show. And if you don't remember all that, just remember etiquette is a fancy word for manners. Okay? Well, Denise, once again, this evening's topic is always so popular, pet peeves. Wonder why. You know, do you think there, you know, maybe a lot of rude people out there, or perhaps some simply inconsiderate or impolite?
And, of course, people want to get it off of their chest.
Exactly. Yeah, you guys are giving you a chance to do that before you go back to work tomorrow or go back to school. We're going to let you exhale. And if you're just joining, we are talking or getting ready to talk about pet peeves. Now, just what are pet peeves? Now, according to one of the definitions, peeve means cause to be annoyed, irritated, or resentful. And you guys, if there's something out there peeving you or bothering you, call us 347-324-3295, or you can email us, as many of you have already done, at etiquetteladies@gmail.com. So let's get going here.
And now it's time for pet peeves. You've told us what really gets on your nerves.
All right, Denise. I know that you have also pulled some emails. Why don't you go ahead and get started with yours first?
Sure. This comes from Juanita. She says, this really gets on my nerves. People who take over when you are doing a project, and then they feel that they should be the one who gets all of the accolades or praise for doing the project. sounds like that person wants to be in charge.
Oh, my goodness. How many of you guys out there have had that happen? You're working on something with someone and then just kind of take over. Well, thank you for sharing that. What was her name?
Oh, you know what? I moved to the next email, Dawn. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you for sending that email. Yes, I'm sure if you're one of those persons that takes over projects, you want to get all the accolades for yourself, you might not want to do that. Okay. Denise, I have one. It says, Dear Etiquette Lady, what peeves me is when I am watching a movie and obviously the person who has seen it before keeps shouting out what is about to happen.
In the movie?
Right. And it says, I feel like putting a piece of packing tape across their lips. That is so rude to me. Can you please tell people to stop it? And this comes from Kennedy Grimes and Alpharetta. Wow, Kennedy. Boy, you definitely have to call the police on them, huh?
I know. I like her. That tape, Donna? Oh, I love that.
And that can happen quite a bit, I noticed. And you can tell either people have seen it before or something. So you guys out there that are doing that, how about just, you know, not saying anything no matter how
exciting
you are. That you are, and you know what's going to happen. Just remember that a lot of the other people, it's their first time watching the movie, and they don't know. So they want to feel like you did the first time you saw it. They didn't know, unless, of course, somebody there was shouting out. So hopefully not. Hopefully not. Okay, Denise, you want to...
Yes, I'll do another one. This email comes from John. Okay. Using cell phones in public areas and speaking loudly or using the speakerphone while in public areas. That is very irritating to me, and I think it's rude for all others who are in the environment. Thanks for listening, John. I think that's a very popular one. We always get a comment about cell phones when we do the pet peeves, Donna.
Well, what are we going to do? I mean, what are we going to do about it? We talked about this, as you said, so many times. And sometimes people don't realize, even when you hear them talking on the phone and they're talking loud and, you know, you kind of look at them like, wow, why are you talking so loud? And well, we've talked about sometimes them even being in a noisy environment. And being in a noisy environment doesn't necessarily mean that person that is on the other end cannot hear you, that you have to shout. So, you know, if that's the case, you might want to try to go to a little quiet area that will prevent you from either having to use your speakerphone or just having to speak loudly. And of course, even when you use your speakerphone, it really shouldn't be anyone around you unless you're doing like a conference call or something like that. It's a little different. But, yeah, we've done a whole chapter, if you will, talking about cell phone etiquette and texting. I remember, Denise, a while back, someone had called in and they were talking about people using cell phones in the movie.
Yeah.
And, remember that? And they were talking about how when they even open up the phone, you see all the light shining and how distracting that is. And of course, you know, adding to that, even talking, texting is a big thing now, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and, you know, and people just text, you know, everywhere. It doesn't really matter.
While they're walking, while they're on the bus, even driving, and that in itself has been very much in the news here in Atlanta with different news broadcasts trying to get people to sign saying that they would not text and drive, which I think is a good idea. How can you text and drive without paying? You know, to me, it's very distracting, and of course, it's caused some bad accidents, and people have died because of that. So I don't know what we're coming to. The information age is great, but sometimes it has a negative, you know, thing about it as well. So you just have to be mindful when you're using your phones and texting and all of that.
Exactly, because it can be very impersonal and annoying and those types of things. And I know what you're saying about, in the news they've been talking about, police have been talking about issuing tickets when people are texting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why, you know, that law has been placed there, but I'm trying to find out how on earth are they really going to be able to tell if someone is texting while driving? Because by the time you stop, you know, usually you're not texting anymore.
Well, that may be true for you, but there are serious texting people, you know, people who text all the time, like constantly. You know, when you're in the mall or if you're in a public area, oftentimes I see people constantly texting the whole time, walking and texting or sitting and texting. I think for you and I, it's a quick thing and you're done, but then there are others who do it all the time and for long periods of time.
That's true.
But still, to sit and watch somebody in a car, I'm not sure how that would work either, Donna.
Yeah, but just hoping, though, that, you know, people just won't do that. And of course, you know, it's usually the case that people don't think that, they think that they can do it without having any problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, you know, those persons who were doing it that were either killed in the accident or caused accidents. So you guys out there, just be safe and, you know, pull over if you have to text, because oftentimes people just don't send one little text and be done with it. Somebody responds and then you respond back and going back. So, you know, just don't text while driving. It's just probably the best suggestion we can give you when it comes to driving. And, John, thank you so much for that email. I'm sure there are a lot of people that most certainly agree with you. So, you know, thanks so much. I'm going to go ahead and bring a caller on, Denise. Extension 8395. Thanks for calling, but it's etiquette anyway. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, going great, and yourself?
Good. This is Summer.
Hi, Summer, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Well, we are talking, of course, about pet peeves, and would you tell us what gets on your nerves?
People with bad attitudes.
Okay.
That's a very big one.
Okay, why don't you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
I deal with a lot of models on the daily, so running a modeling agency with models sometimes it can be difficult because of girls with different personalities and bad. Some of them have bad attitudes when you ask them to do certain things, and I think it's always a certain way you respond to certain things you may not like that a person does instead of, you know, responding with a bad attitude.
Oh, okay. So you're in the modeling industry. Yeah. I can imagine some of the attitudes that come with the modeling or entertainment business. What would you suggest to them in trying to help them to overcome these attitudes? What would you suggest?
Well, usually I pull them to the side and I let them know how I feel about, you know, their attitude, and then sometimes they correct it. And, you know, the next thing that you like, from now on, they don't have attitudes or anything. So.
Okay. So they're pretty good at heeding to you know, your direction and when you bring it to their attention. Because, and that's good, because sometimes people may not necessarily realize it, and when they're corrected, they may have an even bigger attitude just because, you know, they didn't really realize it. So that's very good. Yeah, that's great. And I thank you so much for sharing. Do you have any other pet peeves you'd like to share with us?
No.
Well, we thank you so much for calling in and sharing. And
thank you.
You're so welcome, and do call in again sometimes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great.
Bye-bye, Summon.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Okay. Yeah, that was very, very mm-hmm. good. And I'm sure in that industry it is really interesting, in the entertainment industry,
mm-hmm.
especially.
Yeah.
You guys, we'll be right back after this message.
Do you need repairs made around your home, but you hesitate to book a contractor because of a bad past experience? Well, worry no more. 7-Day Contractors will put your mind at ease. They install decks, hardwood floors, kitchen cabinets. They do plumbing, painting, roofing, electrical work, and more. They are licensed, bonded, insured, and all work is guaranteed. No project is too big or small. 7-Day Contractors can handle them all. To schedule your free estimate, call 678-663-6817. 678-663-6817. 7-Day Contractors.
And now it's time for Pet Peeves. You've told us what really gets on your nerves.
Okay, guys, we're back. In case you're just joining us, we are talking about one of our most popular topics, which is pet peeves. You're listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Okay, Denise, of course, before the break, one of our callers called in and was talking about some of the models and their attitudes, and she runs a modeling agency, which mm-hmm. she was saying, of course, that, you know, some of them just really have attitudes. And she said she pulls them to the side and talks to them about it, and needs them to do better. So that was great to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for calling in with that. You want to go ahead and go to one of your other emails?
This one comes from Benita. Benita says that, she says, I love eating out with friends and family, and especially on occasions where there is a birthday. But it is so annoying when people sit down to the table to make their decisions on ordering, and it takes forever. When you have one person who is holding everybody else up from ordering, that can be somewhat annoying, especially when you're hungry. What do you say about that, etiquette ladies? Thank you very much for reading my email.
Wow. Denise, you want to tackle that one first?
Well, you know, when you go out, I know I don't eat out a whole lot anymore, and sometimes it takes a while to read through the menu. And if you're someone who goes out often, perhaps, you already know the menu, but the people you've invited or you're eating with may not. I think having a little bit of patience for those folks who are not familiar with the menu is something that you need to perhaps, you know, kind of be a little bit more understanding, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel that someone who hasn't gone out and a long, long time, and they're going to perhaps a new restaurant, maybe you can have them go online to look at the menu before going to the restaurant, and perhaps that would speed it up.
That's a great idea. I bet there are a lot of waiters and waitresses probably agree with that as well. because, you know, for them to come back and just kind of check and recheck to see if you're ready
mm-hmm.
to order. And I'm sure, you know, there's several people that, you know, they have difficulty in deciding what they want, especially if it's a, you know, great restaurant. Now, if it's a restaurant that maybe only a few meals are really good, then most people probably would say, well, no, I only ordered this from that particular establishment. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so a good idea to suggest, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think patience is always key with something like that. It's just, you know, just have to really be patient. And because I know we've talked about dining etiquette and things like that in the
mm-hmm.
past, talking about, you know, people kind of waiting, you know, they take the order, but they usually bring out everything at the same time. And I remember, Denise, that someone had called in before and said something to the fact where, you know, they were really hungry and all they ordered was like a salad or something, and it took them so long to bring it out. And we just reminded them that, you know, they usually bring everything out at the same time so that everyone sort of gets their food at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for sending in that that email. I'm sure a lot of people share that. But we would, of course, say patience is a virtue when it comes to something like that. And I know a lot
mm-hmm.
of times, you know, if you're really, really hungry and ready to eat, you might be a little short on patience. So, you know, maybe they can bring some water or something.
quick appetizer, perhaps. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, that's a great idea as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Okay, you guys, we'll be right back.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition to the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include How to Master the Art of Networking, Business Over Lunch, and How to Impress Your Interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies at gmail.com.
Okay, guys, we are back. And in case you're just joining us, we are discussing pet peeves, where we've gotten several emails that have come in. And I'm going to let Denise go ahead and continue with your emails.
This email comes from Josh. He starts out by saying, I'm so excited that you are having the Pet Peeve Show. I really have enjoyed listening to you in the past, and this time I am sending an email. My pet peeve is people who habitually ask you for money almost every time you see them. I attend a church on Sunday where there are many parishioners there who go every Sunday, and this one particular person approaches me every Sunday that they are in need of money. What do I do about that? I have given them money in the past, but I am not able to continue giving as they would like for me to. Thanks again, Josh.
Wow, Josh. Yeah, that is interesting. In most churches, if you will, there is a benevolence ministry, and generally the benevolence ministry is to help people, you know, out with their needs, generally financially. And so what I would suggest for you to suggest to this person, since, you know, you've been nice enough and you've done your duty or your act of kindness, if you will, to help them in the past, why not suggest that they contact the benevolent person, the minister, or, you know, whomever, and perhaps they may be able to help them. You know, don't really know what they may be lacking or struggling from, but the minister, I'm sure the minister would be more than happy to do that. And kudos to you for helping this person out. And I do understand they may figure if you help them out before, then they feel comfortable in continuing to come to you again. And on that note, takes us to one of our other emails here. We're talking about being kind.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
Sincere Etiquette Ladies, thank you for doing your show, for you have such great information. Last week, while in the supermarket, I was in the checkout lane, and there was a lady in front of me with three little children. She was buying milk, bread, cereal, eggs, sandwich meat, mostly staples. She had coupons and seemed to be shopping wisely. When the cashier gave her the total, she was short $8 and was digging in her purse and pocket. The people behind us were growing agitated and impatient. Although my budget has been rather tight, I handed the cashier a $10 bill to pay for what she was short. She was so grateful, and her children were smiling. I thought about what you ladies remind people to do weekly, that's to do a random act of kindness. I felt very good. Just wanted to share this. Thanks again for your show. And this comes from, looks like Petra Tompkins in Seattle, Washington. And Petra, we really, really applaud you for that. That was certainly a wonderful act of kindness. And I think we've all been in that situation sometimes where, you know, people, especially in front of us, you know, maybe short or people have purchased too many items and then they have to scan and remove them. So that was very, that was really, really nice. So kudos to you, Petra, for doing that. And we do suggest to everyone on a weekly basis to, you know, try to make sure that you do, you know, some type of act of kindness daily or at least once a week. And, you know, because we're about making the world a polite place to live. Well, Denise, looks like we're out of time. Thanks for calling in, you guys. Thank you so much for your emails. Thanks for supporting our show and listening. We'd certainly appreciate you. And tell your friends and family about us, too. We would love for them to be a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. And remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like us to cover in the future, just simply be sure to let us know. And you can also send that email to etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Once again, etiquetteladies. @gmail.com. Well, of course, you know, our goal of doing this show is to make the world a polite place to live. And we understand that we can only do this one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. Be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week, okay? Thanks again for tuning in. We will talk to you again in 2 weeks. And remember, have a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we'll discuss another exciting topic.